Hello, everybody. Welcome to Great North Adventures Podcast, Episode 9. It's Friday, September 6th, 2019 today, and this is my weekly review of my motorcycle trip from the Arctic Ocean to the Antarctic Ocean. Pretty standard week this week. Odometer is at 42,833, so about 1,100K this week. That seems to be, since I started taking the odometer down, that seems to be about average, so not too bad. We started the week in Antigua, Guatemala, and made it to Granada, Nicaragua, and we're just trying to enjoy kind of the Central American countries while still kind of trying to move every day. It's a lot kind of smaller than we expected. You know, you do 2 days, 3 days, and you're at the next border, so we've been not going fast, but just enjoying our time and you know, taking in the sights. We had 3 border crossings this week. We went from Guatemala into El Salvador, from El Salvador into Honduras, and from Honduras and into Nicaragua. Some highlights, when we were leaving Antigua and heading towards the border, we were, another guy in a motorcycle pulled up beside us, and he did the classic kind of hands-to-mouth gesture, which, you know, everywhere means, are you hungry, you want to eat, sort of thing. And so he said he'd buy us lunch on the road, and so we followed him to this nice little restaurant, and he bought us lunch. It was some a nice local dish. It was like a hearty organ meat kind of stew. Had a nice, thick, rich red sauce, and it was super tasty. He had been doing schooling in Nicaragua, and so traveled via motorcycle to and from El Salvador a bunch of times, so he gave us a good bunch of tips. And he actually hooked Braden up with his mechanic, who swapped out his chain and sprocket for free, just in exchange for a couple of photos with just the boys and their bikes. So we're apparently a couple legends on the road here. Who would have known? In El Salvador, we stayed on top of a volcano in Cerro Verde, and we met this dude named Joe and his family from Arkansas, Go Razorbacks. And they, you know, he just came over. He's like, I saw the Canadian flag. I love Canada. I love Canadians. He's like, we got some 12-year-old rum and some beers we got to drink. So come on over and you can have a hot shower. We're making supper tonight. Just come on over. So he had married an El Salvadorian woman. And they were there visiting extended family. And yeah, just really welcoming, really, really awesome people. Took us in, had a chat, drank some delicious rum, and then had some pupusas, which are kind of like similar to tortillas, but stuffed with either beans or meat or cheese or something like that. And they're usually served with this pickled cabbage and kind of a watery tomato sauce. It's really, really tasty. And another couple of funny things just from walking around down here. We were walking around the city, and there was a fried chicken place, Pollo Crunch. And it was, you know, just a little hole-in-the-wall place, and they actually had a DJ there pumping Michael Jackson tunes and, you know, getting everybody hyped up, walking down the street, just trying to drum up some business. So that was, we seen the pharmacy just around the corner here in Granada doing it as well, and it's just like, what a very bizarre, very interesting kind of, I don't know, sales tactic. And, yeah, having a DJ at a fried chicken joint was pretty funny. A couple of lowlights this week. We were overcharged for our entry into Nicaragua. They said, you know, oh, you got to fill out this form online. You got to do this. You got to do that. So you're not doing it right. And it kind of gave us a little bit of a hard time, but probably just took an extra maybe 30, 40 minutes than what it normally would. But they charged us $12 for our $10 entry fee. On the receipt, it says $10 right on it. And so we give him $25, and he says, oh, we don't have any change, we don't have any change. And it's just like, okay, well, have fun, buen provecho, which means, enjoy your food. So, yeah, you just pocketed the cash and, you know, whatever. So, yeah, when you enter these countries, it's kind of par for the course. Another kind of thing, border security thing, this week we exited Guatemala, and apparently when you go into El Salvador from Guatemala, you don't actually need to go to immigration and get your passport stamped. So we went to immigration and they stamped our passport, but that actually meant that we had left El Salvador and kind of were expected back in Guatemala. And so we had imported our bikes and left the country before we had even entered the country. So that was super, super bizarre. Luckily, one of the ladies at the final border check caught it. And so we just had to drive across the bridge, explain to the guy at the border desk in Guatemala what happened. And he just stamped our passport again, gave us another little slip of paper, and we were on our way. So didn't really set us back too far, but was still just kind of an added hassle. Low light slash highlight. We drove up another volcano called Conchagua, and super beautiful. Once you got to the top, you could see you're in El Salvador, and you could see Honduras and Nicaragua. Bunch of islands, looking over the Pacific. It was great. There was a thunderstorm moving in, and you were about as high as the storm was, so you could see the lightning come down to the ground, but then also it work its way through the clouds. So super nice, super beautiful, but the drive up was just a horror show. It was 20 Ks. We got lost. The road was made of big kind of chest-sized rocks that didn't have any mortar in between them, so it was just bouncy, bumpy. We thought the bikes were going to shake to death. It was really, really difficult driving. First gear the whole time. Had to stop a whole bunch of times to let the bikes cool off. It was just adrenaline packed. Braden dropped his bike one time, and it was just really, really not the greatest. It was definitely the worst road that we've been on this trip, and as I said, the longest 20 Ks of our life. But on the upside, they had cold, cheap beers at the top, and luckily we had bought these cheapo handmade cigars that apparently a 90-year-old lady hand-rolled, and so we got to enjoy cold beers and cigars at the top kind of as a little victory for ourselves. And kind of a low light, I had kind of Honduras was on my high list of things. Like, I wanted to go to the country and kind of see what was going on, but just ended up being too expensive. It was the most expensive accommodation that we've stayed in so far. The food was super duper expensive, and especially for what you got, like two little tacos was $5 US, and like we went out for supper and got like a baby plate of chicken and rice and beans for another like $6 each. It was just too expensive for kind of what you were getting. And so I'd imagine that has kind of something to do with the lack of tourism and the lack of knowledge about the area. It's just, why would you go there when El Salvador, Guatemala, and Nicaragua are just dirt cheap and super good, super friendly, everything's super nice. So that was unfortunate, but it is what it is. Scariest moment this week. Yesterday we actually saw two motorcycle accidents within 500 meters of each other. So we were getting passed by a guy on a motorcycle, and there was a truck and a bus in front of us, and we know, they should know, the buses and the trucks just stop frequently and for no particular reason. So, bus slammed on his brakes, truck slammed on his brakes, and the guy locked up his brakes and rear-ended the truck. And so we kind of, rode around, went on the sidewalk, which is a first for us. Riding like locals, loving it, and past the bus and the truck and the broken motorcycle, and get back on the road. Another motorcycle passes us, and the car in front put on his left-hand turn blinker, which means basically anything down here. Could mean you're going right, could mean you're going left, could mean you're going straight, could mean that it's you're free to pass. So the motorcycle went to pass, the car turned left, and locked up the brakes, boom, ran into the side of the car and got tossed over. So that was pretty interesting, pretty scary, but luckily nothing with us. We're just keeping our space and trying to stay safe. Not too many critters this week, but definitely interesting ones. On top of the Cerro Verde volcano, we saw a big old tree weasel. Kind of looked like just an overgrown squirrel, but it was way too big to be a squirrel, so I don't know if they got martens or something like that, but it looked like a weasel, and it was hopping around the trees. It was definitely really interesting. And then on Conchagua volcano, saw like a big old stick bug, probably about 6 inches long, some big thick old green cricket, and a swarm of big spiders that were about palm size. So they were you know, not nice to look at, but they weren't really causing us any trouble, so it was all right. No fishing this week. On a lake, might get out today, but we'll see. Well, the rivers don't look too hot, don't look like they really hold many fish, and not too many bodies of water kicking around. And even if they are, they're usually kind of outlets for the refuse and, you know, sewage for the town. So not too much fishing going on in this part of the world. Haven't been near the coast either, so I'm sure the ocean's stacked, but just haven't been there. Kind of tired of it after Mexico. Did an oil change this week. Had a crowd of local people watching, and a nice guy gave us a drip tray and a couple of old oil jugs to put the spare oil into, so that was nice. Blew a fuse and the fan stopped working again, so I thought it could have been a short in the main wiring harness, but after that we drove up Conchagua and shook the bike like crazy, so I think if that was the issue, it would have exposed it. And on the way down Conchagua, bumping and bumping and bumping away, and somehow a couple of my wires got crossed, and every time I'd squeeze my handbrake or push my foot brake, my right indicator lamp would turn on. So definitely super duper weird, but that shook itself back into normal functioning. And so, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So we're just gonna fingers crossed and hope that it keeps working out right. Final thoughts this week. Central America's great. Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, totally recommended, totally worth it. Come down, take a visit. And yeah, just enjoy your time. That's it for me, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. Love you lots, and talk to you soon. All right, bye-bye-bye.